Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The National Association of Wheat Growers completed the second part of its 2023 Summer Farm Bill fly-ins to the nation's capital. During the visit, wheat growers from across the country reinforced its core priorities and underscored the need for Congress to work together to ensure farmers can continue providing safe and affordable food for everyone. The group's priorities include working to strengthen Title I and crop insurance to better protect farmers. American ethanol organizations like the U.S. Grains Council, Growth Energy, and the Renewable Fuels Association sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on sustainable aviation fuel. When it comes to decarbonizing the aviation transportation sector, the industry wants to encourage the use of updated carbon intensity scoring in the GREET model. The letter says we strongly support adopting the DOE's GREET model as the standard for carbon intensity scoring of conventional aviation fuels. The House of Representatives approved a bill prohibiting California's attempt to eliminate all gas-powered vehicles. The bill would keep states from limiting the sale of gas-powered cars and revoke any federal approvals allowing states to do so issued since the beginning of 2022. The vote was along party lines, but 8 Democrats did vote with Republicans in favor of the legislation.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.